Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And, man, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app. That's the cool thing about Odyssey. There's a lot of great stuff on there, including us, of course. But how about those Odyssey-exclusive stations curated just for you?
Yeah, if you're in the mood for just metal, listen to the Masters of Metal station, hearing some of your favorite metal bands from back when it started. And if you're a fan of the Southern Rock, maybe you just want a little bit of a more chill out, drink a beer, hang out on the porch. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Listening to Skinner, listen to Southern Rock. It's a great station.
Yeah, there's a lot to listen to. Those Odyssey stations, man, there's hundreds. And you can check them out with the Odyssey app. Also listen to KISW on the Odyssey app. I think you're getting the picture. You got to get that Odyssey app if you don't have it today. Go to your app store, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Some turtles!
Yeah. Ride the turtle.
Can't believe my own kid is wearing this turtle shirt in front of me.
Yep, oh, did you dirty.
I love it so much. It makes me so happy seeing your happy little face on that turtle.
Yeah, well, you'll never see me that happy in real life.
I know, like turtles.
That's very true. All right, shall we get to this game?
Let's do it.
Today we have Josh from Gig Harbor. Josh, are you there?
I am.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right, Steve, all now right. Get out.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Who plays the title character in the 90s movie Good Will Hunting?
Hello?
Hello?
Pass.
How many legs does a cockroach have?
6.
Yes. What country singer recently married Gwen Stefani? In which state does Napoleon Dynamite take place? The Penguins is a professional hockey team from where?
Hello, Josh.
Oh, man.
How many inches are in 5 feet?
How many inches are in 5 feet?
Yes.
50.
Yes. The first Lord of the Rings movie came out in what early 2000s year?
2002.
No.
2003?
No.
2004.
No! What country first used tinsel as a tree decoration?
Norway.
No. Woo, Josh, you got two correct.
Dropped a deuce.
You dropped a deuce.
Yeah, he did. Wow.
Yeah, those might have been a little challenging, or Josh might have been a little struggling.
I think Josh was struggling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here, but...
Not sure what Josh is into, but not any of those questions you asked.
Oh, boy.
I think there was a wide variety, too.
Yeah,
so.
I will say this. There's a lot of things that Josh doesn't know.
Oh.
You know what? It covers the spectrum of a lot of things.
Let's see if Steve knows, shall we? Are you ready?
All right.
All right. Who plays the title character in the 90s movie Good Will Hunting?
Ray Liotta.
No.
Crap. Good Will Hunting. Matt Damon.
There we go.
They said
yes.
Goodfellas.
How many legs does a cockroach have?
Eight.
No.
Six.
Yes.
Nice.
What country singer recently married Gwen Stefani?
Oh, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Oh,
in which
right
state does
here
Napoleon Dynamite take place?
Which state? Utah?
No.
Idaho.
Yes.
Nice.
The Penguins is a professional hockey team from where?
Oh, stupid Penguins, J-Mac. Pittsburgh, sorry. My friend's
yes
a Penguins fan.
How many inches are in 5 feet?
A lot.
yeah.
52?
No.
62?
No.
28. 60.
Yes.
There we go.
The first Lord of the Rings movie came out in what early 2000s year?
2001.
Yes. What country first used tinsel as a tree decoration?
America.
No.
Russia.
No.
Canada.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, and you have won 7-2.
Yes, back on the winning ways.
Woo!
Sorry about that, Josh, but we knew where that was going.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Josh, I'm a man of many words. I am surprised at the people that call in to play this game.
Somebody said, I think this guy just set the new bar for suckage.
I mean...
Maybe he felt the pressure.
It's
did
possible.
He
it's
said
very
this was
possible
his first time.
Nobody does well in their first time.
No.
Oh, well, then you try again, Josh. I didn't know it was your first time.
Yeah. Give him
my
a
bad
break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one you guys both got wrong, what country first used tinsel as a tree decoration?
Is it Germany?
It is!
Yeah, you know what?
Wow.
I think 11 worth. I mean, I feel like Germany does Christmas right.
I guess. I don't know. I've never been there, but
okay, then.
They obviously got some tinsel.
Well, you've been to Leavenworth, haven't you? For crying out loud, that's close enough.
Leavenworth does do Christmas right. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Steve, well, you're my hero. That question with the inches, I just like that in your brain, you're like,
oh man,
40
that was
something,
a struggle.
50-something, stop. All right, now it's time to add this up.
Dude, the way I do math is so dumb. So I had to do what's 12 plus 12, 24. Then I had to do 24 plus 24 to 48. And then things fall apart.
Yeah.
And I was like,
exactly.
Oh. And then I'm like, dummy, 48 plus 12 is not that hard.
I just wonder where you started connecting the dots because you were so close.
Right when I answered it correctly. That's when I connected the dots.
Nice move. And these are simple times tables things. But again, I wonder if people are forgetting their times tables.
Dude, I love when on Facebook somebody will be like, you know, what's 27 plus 32 and tell us how you got to the answer. And then it's so fun to see how everybody comes up with a different game plan.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I got to take the second number. I have to take whatever amount from that to even out the first number. So if it's like 27, I got to like take 3 from that one to make it 30, and then I can do the rest.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's not horrible.
But it's funny, like, I'm like, oh, everyone probably does it that way. And then you read the Facebook comments, like, nobody does it that way. Everyone has their own way to do it. And everyone else's way seems ridiculous in my head,
right?
Just as much as my way is ridiculous to someone else.
Look, as long as you get from A to B, I mean, that's all that matters.
Of course, and the only time I really need to know it is when I'm tipping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it?
Pretty much.
And even then, you have a phone.
I don't want to pull out a phone. Then I look stupid.
Oh, is that
I'm
one?
I'm picturing you with like your fingers, like, you know, counting, and then. Like,
I mean, there's been times I had to take off my shoes and use my toes as well. Vic.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I was gonna say use Baby Tatum's toes, but she probably didn't sit still.
Very nice.
Well, congratulations, well, Steve, on
thank you
beating Josh.
Victorious.
Yes.
Victorious.
Well, we, you know, I complained a little bit about how this basically fan service, current generation of making movies and video games. Mass Effect was the game that really it really illustrated this for me, where they had to change the ending because so many people complained. But I do forget that actually endings to movies have been getting changed for a long time. I forget that they have test screenings. And so as much as I sit there and go, I can't believe they just, you know, listen to the people and don't make the movie they want to make. Turns out that's happened a lot in a lot of older movies that I've watched. So I guess I really can't. And it's just they're just using more fans to survey, basically getting to have a giant screening of their movie by just throwing it out there and seeing what people think. Because a lot of endings have been changed.
Isn't it also like movies and TV? Because you hear like certain characters are not back in the next season. The reason they find out is like, oh, it wasn't testing well. Like, I think about the show Mom, we were like big fans of. And then it went from having her having kids to having no kids. Like, they went off to dad. And then you find out, oh, the audience testing was saying that the kids weren't really popular. And so they just got rid of the kids, even though the whole premise is them being moms.
Wow. Yeah, it is funny, but they go, well, people like this show when she's not a mom. So, okay,
pretty much,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, fine.
We like her mom. We just don't like her being a mom.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. It is funny when you're just like, what happened to the family? Oh, yeah, they're not there anymore.
It's like, what, like a group of like X amount of people are in a room saying, I don't like that. And they're like, okay, well, we'll make the adjustment.
And that, I mean, they have more people, I suppose, they can get this information in front of to find out. But back then, you know, with some of these movies, they just basically had test screenings. And I don't know how many they did in order to determine if they needed to make a move. But like Legally Blonde, apparently folks did not like the original ending to that, the test screening people, because they really felt like it should have been more epic. Because they were just, basically the movie ended with Reese Witherspoon and Selma Blair just handing out blonde legal defense fund pamphlets on campus. And folks thought, that's really just, you know, eh.
I don't even remember how the movie ended. I know the movie, I've seen the movie a couple of times, but I forgot even how the movie ended.
And believe it ended with her giving her speech at her graduation.
Yes.
And then they give you the little, that night he did, he proposed to her,
right.
You know, the little text on screen.
Yeah, I have to say I like that ending, so I'm glad that the people said, yeah, get rid of it.
I'm a fan of movies that give you like a little blurb after the movie ends to let you know what the characters are up to for the rest of their life. Like, I just like having that kind of closure to know that, like, Billy has now gone on to become a famous lawyer or something stupid, you know?
Don't ever watch the movie Together then, which I think is a great, I really was surprised. This is a movie with Ed Helms from The Office and from The Hangover. Mm-hmm. He's the dude that lost the tooth in The Hangover. And Patty Harrison, who I don't know much about, but it is actually a cool movie. But if anybody wants to watch it, I won't say any more. But let's just say the movie doesn't tell you like what Steve says. There's no like, here's what everybody's up to.
Right.
Yeah. The movie is just basically about a dude that wants to have a child, but he doesn't have a woman in his life. And therefore, he just hires a surrogate. And then the surrogate carries the baby, and you get to see how they all be with each other for that whole movie. Which, you know, is, you think, okay, doesn't sound like it's an exciting movie, but I think, Steve, it's one of those maybe you and the missus might like.
It would have been better if he befriended Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg, and then they become my four dads.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Kid that bad.
Yeah, I see what you did.
It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's probably not that kind of movie.
Yeah, it's not that, no.
Fine.
Yeah, sorry. Here's another movie that actually is a current movie that we know, and that is Get Out.
I keep meaning to see that.
Yeah. Well, should I tell you the endings?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll forget.
Well, in the original ending, Daniel Kaluuya's character ends up in prison for the murders of the Armitage family. And that is horrible because, of course, he was the one that was completely, really just brutalized in that movie. And it ends up that... people were like, no, dude, we do not want this to end this way. Jordan said it sucked the air out of the room when people saw how the movie ended. And then Jordan himself said, okay, I'm seeing how people are responding. I need him to have more of a heroic ending to this movie, not that he's the victim all the way through to the end.
Huh.
So they changed it so that it had the ending that it has, so that you feel a little bit better about it.
But it's a horror film, right?
Kind of, or
thriller.
Psychological thriller.
Okay.
Psychological thriller horror. I mean, it is. It's got all the feelings of a horror movie, and some stuff that happens is pretty horrific when, you know, but it's more psychological, like Vicky said.
You know, because not every horror or thriller ends with like a feel good end. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're feeling it with this one, you're like, we need something more positive. I can understand what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
you definitely need it.
Oh, okay.
And this movie, you know, definitely has some racial implications in it. And that's why I also think for it to end that way, it's just like, come on, we got to have a little hope. Because, I mean, seriously, this movie is a beating. You got to give us a little bit of hope on this one. And you guys remember Speed, right? You remember that Speed movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Originally, it ended with everybody getting off the bus, but the studio didn't think the movie could be set entirely on a bus. So they added some action scenes away from it. And, of course, the elevator scene at the beginning and then the subway scene at the end. Man, it probably would have been cooler if the whole movie was on a bus. Which, granted, pretty much all the movie was.
I was going to say, though, like 85% of the movie is on the bus.
But that's what I'm saying. How cool would it have been if they just left it that way? You know, and left it. I think we would have loved it just the same.
I don't know, man. I guess it's a good call. Like, I wonder how it would have went. I mean, there's some movies I've seen where it's like just set in one spot for the entire. What was that movie with the phone? It was like Phone Booth.
Yes.
With what's his face?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. And I thought that was a really clever and cool movie, but a lot of people complained because it was just like, give us something else besides just that scene.
Yeah, you've got to be a certain type of movie person to just be able to deal with that. I mean, that's what I was talking about, like that Together movie. It is the pacing of the movie and just what goes on. You know, you got to go into it knowing, like, all right, this is like almost an independent film vibe to it.
Right.
And I was thinking of Phone Booth. It was like, I didn't watch it for that reason. I thought, it's probably clever, but I don't know if I want to watch a whole movie.
I really like that movie.
Phone Booth. And you liked it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you're not the only one. I mean, normally I would give you a hard time, but I think a lot of people like that movie.
At that point, I mean, I felt like Colin Farrell could do no wrong right around that time. Like, he was just kind of the it actor. And then it just went, I don't know what happened. Like, it just stopped.
He did Daredevil. That's what happened.
That should have propelled him to even... Yeah. You're probably right. A bunch of people with bad movie taste did not realize how great that film was.
He's going to be the Penguin in the next Batman movie.
Which he doesn't even look like himself. When somebody told me he was in that movie, I kept saying, because I saw the trailer, I said, yeah, who's he playing in the movie? Everyone says he's playing the Penguin. He looks nothing like himself unless you know it's exactly him. And actually, Vicky, have you heard they're thinking of making a spinoff and making a Penguin TV series?
Yep.
Which they're trying to get Colin Farrell to do that as well. So they must have loved how he played the Penguin in the, at least what they've seen so far, even though we haven't seen the movie yet, for them to offer him a TV show. So that'll be, I'd watch it, no doubt about it. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity. Yep. You get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take them at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And do remember, when you're calling in, talking about what you want to be talking about, follow Steve's rule, please.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, here's a fun question. Someone said, you're a key witness in a major crime. You and your family, your immediate family, have to get put into witness protection. Where would your dream location be if you had to be put into witness protection?
Oh, wow.
All of our texters creating movie scenes for us.
Yeah. I guess Hawaii, right? I think Hawaii is a good location.
That's a no-brainer. I know. That was my first thought. I was like, you know what? Okay, well, maybe stay away from, like, the main part of Hawaii, like Honolulu and Oahu. Maybe, like, you know, either Kihei or Maui. A little bit off the grid.
Yeah, Maui is a little bit more on the grid than Kihei. So if you want, or the Big Island is definitely off the grid.
I don't want to go too off the grid, man. Yeah. I still want to enjoy some good restaurants.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, you can really get rustic on the Big Island and nobody will bother coming. But, yeah, I think Maui is still enough that, yeah, they might find me.
Or do you go somewhere like that that's not really, not that like Idaho's bad, but like that's not like a destination for people probably to go on vacation.
Well, Sun Valley, I hear, is pretty amazing.
Damn it. Okay. How about, where else? Let's see. Crap.
Yeah. I think you're having a hard time here, buddy.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go. I think New Mexico. I think we're going to have to go to Danny's. I mean, they got, I guess, Dion's. We'll have to get used to that crappy pizza.
We work at Dion's. No one ever think we'd be caught dead there.
No, not at all. Except if you watch Better Call Saul,
You know, I mean, he's working at the Cinnabon, so maybe people start.
We wouldn't work at Cinnabon, BJ. Yeah. Of course people would think we'd go there.
No one would ever know that. Because that's exactly what he's in. I think he's in his own sort of his criminal witness protection, at least in that show. I don't think there's anywhere we can go. I think they'll find us, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to put us somewhere awesome. I don't think it turned into, like, the vacation of a lifetime, though, if you're, like, someone says Biloxi, Mississippi.
I don't know much about Biloxi. I imagine it's humid as all hell. I'm not a mosquito fan or a humidity fan.
Somebody said they choose a crap location for you guys. No choices. But that wasn't what the text asked us. They said
that's the whole idea. Yeah. I know. I mean, we know that. We know that you don't get to pick where you're going to go. I mean, you know what? Give the two texters their numbers. They can fight it out.
They can have this as an offline conversation.
Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud. Come on.
All right, here's a good one. What Simpsons character do you think best suits your personality?
I think you guys could pick for me. I'm probably a Homer, aren't I? I'm a Homer and Mr. Burns. I eat like Homer, and I have the temperament of Mr. Burns.
Yeah, I'd lean you more towards Mr. Burns than Homer.
Whatever! I like donuts!
Yeah, everyone likes donuts. You know,
and I'm not as creepy. I'm cantankerous, but I'm not as creepy, am I?
As Mr. Okay. Burns?
Yeah, right.
See, I don't know. I don't watch enough to know. I guess I would go with Marge for me, just because I sound like her when I make my voice.
I'll give you Marge.
Oh, sure. Homie!
Yeah.
So you can't be Homer if that's the case.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, I guess I got to be Mr. Burns.
Vicky, who are you going to be?
I think I'm going to be... See, I'm thinking Maggie.
Maggie the baby?
Maggie the baby?
Yeah, Maggie the baby. Okay. Is that who you want to be?
I guess so.
Oh, no. All right, then. Perfect.
Joe?
Oh, man, I want to be like Bart or something, but I'd probably be closer to comic book guy. Because when I was younger, I didn't leave my room and I did a lot of complaining.
I think maybe I might lean towards Krusty the Clown.
I would love to be Krusty. For Joe?
No, for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, Joe, you're out. Steve's back to himself. That was a quick question.
Happy. You can be Krusty. I'll be whoever runs the bar. Was it Mo?
Mo. Oh, I see. I could be like a Mo, too. If I was working, I would definitely have Mo's temperament as well.
So it says you're more like Milhouse's dad.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Homer's dad.
Oh, thanks. You know what? At least Milhouse's dad's a little younger. That's great. Let me be Abe Simpson. That's perfect. All right, that's wonderful. I think Joe. Yeah, comic book guys. Every once in a while, Joe gets in that. Well, actually, yeah, that could work.
All right, somebody has a question that has nothing to do with The Simpsons or with being witness protection. It's a listener that just needs some advice. And
if you could be a Simpsons character in witness protection, where would you be?
Boom. Yeah, she says, I'm holding back some pretty big information from a guy I just started dating.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if I should tell him it. I cheated on all the boyfriends in my last three serious relationships. Do I owe it to tell him to the guy? I have no intention of cheating again. I've made my mistakes, and I've definitely done the work therapy-wise to be better. But I'm wondering if I should say something to him.
Well, I would wonder what she found out in therapy. I mean, that's the key thing. You know, I would inform him that I've got some therapeutic triggers that I'm working through. And you don't have to say you cheated, but you can say, you know what, here's what happens to me when I get in a relationship. I feel this, this, and this. And I wanted to let you know because I'm working on that in therapy. I feel like that's good information to share without actually saying you cheated, because there's a reason why people cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe saying, here's what I found out in therapy as to the problems I have in a relationship. Because it's those problems that led to cheating.
Yeah, could you imagine? That's a lot to... Like, okay, Joe, you're new into dating. You're dating a girl for about 3 months. And all of a sudden, she's just like, hey, I just need to tell you. I'm working on it through therapy, but my last three boyfriends, I banged other dudes. But I don't have intention of banging anyone else other than you.
Oh, man, that's tough.
That's a lot to put on somebody's plate.
Yeah, because... If you like them a lot, you're probably going to push it aside and be okay with it. But I'm going to need to know the three other dudes a little bit better to know if they were scumbags or something, where it's like, okay, I can see why you cheated on them.
Right.
But if they're like, you know, the golden retriever of boyfriends and you cheated on them, I got no chance.
Look, Steve, I'm very excited to come work for Boober. I know it's a great company.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know the last three companies I worked for, I embezzled from. But right. I think I'm okay now.
Right. Like, but I've done the work.
I'm okay now.
I've talked to somebody, and I'm not going to do it again. I promise.
Doesn't go over. I think, if I said, you know, Steve, I'm, you know, I don't, you know what? Maybe it's just TMI. Yeah, it might just be TMI. I mean, and maybe you know, here's the thing. if you have done therapy on cheating on the people, how about you go talk to your therapist about what you should do in this situation?
Maybe it was a Groupon deal for their therapist, and they ran out of money. I don't know.
You're right. Those Groupon therapy deals, I mean, you're out of money, and then what do you do?
We've always said, when you can't afford a therapist, to contact us.
That's a good point.
We'll give you bad advice.
You're right.
I feel like you don't say a damn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new relationship. You're starting fresh. I think we've all probably, and when you've been in relationships, like, you learn from each relationship, and you're just like, I'm not going to be that way again. I'm not going to deal with someone that treats me that way again. So chalk it up to that, and
as long as you just don't
bang another dude.
As long as you know why you are banging other dudes, and you can be on the lookout for the triggers for that, I think that's helpful. But Steve, you may be right. Just, you know, saying nothing until all of a sudden, of course, don't bang another dude. All right,
say nothing, but
don't bang another dude. End the relationship first. At least do that if you want to bang another dude.
Now, and again, we're not licensed therapists, clearly.
We're not? Are you sure?
Because I really take our advice.
I think we might be.
What if the guy then asks? You know, sometimes people have those toxic relationships. Like, have you ever cheated on someone? I'd say you be honest.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, at that point, you're like,
I have, and I've actually done the work to be better about that. I think that's something that's easier to stomach because they ask the question.
See, there's a red flag on that whole thing. If you tell me you've been cheating, and it's a red flag for me to ask you if you've cheated. I think it's a red flag. It's like, this is brand new. Why would I go in? It's just like, Steve, if you had a job interview, let me ask you a question. You ever steal anything? I mean, who has that in a job interview?
Sharpie last week, but, you know, I'll bring it back if you really want it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to work for that company. It's like, that's your first question? You're going to ask me if I steal something? Why would you ask me that?
But I'm saying, like, okay, you're 3 months into the relationship, and some people have those kind of questions.
Yeah.
I never liked, like, the whole, like, how many people have you slept with question. I think it's just, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, I think the cheated thing, too, is also, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I feel then because I get it in my head. If she says yes, how do I not get that? Keep that out of my head.
It's a tough one. That's for sure. Because your mind will play tricks on you.
What do I do with that information?
Like, I'm going to work. Are you? Or are you going to bang Bob?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the person that would ask that kind of question probably has some therapy they can do themselves because maybe they've been cheated on a lot.
That's why I don't ask any questions.
You know what? You always win with that attitude.
Right.
You ask nothing. You say nothing. You get out of conversations at the right time. You really are. You know what? You are a social genius.
Ask no questions. Get no lies. That's what I always feel, man.
Yeah. No, that's a good call.
It drives my wife nuts because I'll come home and be like, hey, my buddy did this, this, and this. And she's like, well, why? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you didn't bother to follow up the question with why?
No,
I didn't. I didn't think of it. Sorry.
It is interesting how the spouses want more info, and she loves
all the gossip.
Yeah. And I don't have the info either, which I was, you know me, I'm a little bit more talkative, but even I don't have enough info for my wife. And I think that I'm like, and I tell her, I go, do you realize I give you more info than the average man? I hope you appreciate that. Mm-hmm. At least I have some facts. I don't have all your facts, but I have some. There are dudes that have no facts.
I
usually bring you up. I bring up Steve. I go, Steve has no facts about anything. You could be talking to him.
So you'll be like, sometimes I go, so what does your friend do for a living? I don't know. And she's like, you never bothered to ask? No, he didn't volunteer it, so I don't know. He could be a mobster for all I know.
See, that's the kind of friend, you know how close you are. Because eventually you figure out your close friend's jobs. But, you know, if you don't know your friend's job, it's like, he's a guy I hang out with. I don't have to ask him what he does. What do I care?
I think he works at a store or something. I don't know.
He works at a store or something. That's a good answer. Yeah. I think he's cheated on his wife, though, 3 times, though. I think I know that.
I think he's like 9 to 5. I don't know.
He's a 9 to 5. He's Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Maybe it's a bank, for all I know.
And I want, you know what, don't you ever want to go, and why do you need to know this? Why do you need to know what he does for a living?
Just how pure curiosity, I think. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, I get mad. I sometimes go, why is this important in your life? When there are, you know, when there are things to be done in our life, why are you asking about somebody else's life?
It's rather extreme. There are children starving in this world, and you're asking me these questions.
You know, I have questions. Why do we never have enough money to pay the bills? You don't have an answer for that, but you want to know what Jimmy does? Unless Jimmy's going to pay our bills, you don't need to know what Jimmy does. That's why I've got a successful marriage, you know, in 2 states.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Like you said, Steve, I don't think we're licensed, but boy, we have great information, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do.
If we were licensed, I think we would have been.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having them taken away today.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You want more info? You got it from us. Call us and text at 933.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. I don't know if I said this, but I'll say it again. Brought to you by the good folks at Snoqualmie Casino.
Boom.
Thank you, man, because they're good people. Great buffet. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in, Steve, did you see that? Ciara did you proud. She did what you would do and wore Russell's Super Bowl ring. I did see this. BJ, did
I
you
did not have- see that. On her hand, it must look huge.
Well, that's a you know whole other thing.
Hey, there you go.
It was at, what is it, the Met Gala? That I guess people get all dressed up and look fancy. And so what did she do? She wore, not only did she wear Russell's Super Bowl ring, but she was also rocking, she took, I don't know if it was the actual Color Rush jersey and they turned it into a gown or it was inspired by, but it's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow, look at her. That's fantastic. Boy, talk about really... you know, promoting your man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's a fancy dress.
That is total Color Rush. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she's...
I bet nobody noticed her.
Nobody noticed her at all. Good for her. That's fun, man. You know, it's fun to have like a royalty in our town. Because they, I mean, they are right. They're like royalty. They're, you know, they're like our Kardashians.
Ah.
Which, I mean, I know it's a horrible thing to say,
why'd you have to say that?
I know, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's nice that Seattle has a couple like that. It makes me feel like we're a metropolitan city. You know, you got two famous people that can go to galas and stuff like that. No, you don't think?
I don't care.
I do. I kind of do.
I just think it's sweet that she wore the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Well,
you think
that's
he was
cool.
Nervous?
Oh, I would be. I would be very, very nervous because that's, I mean, you can't replace that.
Sure, you can with the right amount of money. I mean, Russell's got that kind of call. Yeah, you don't think, if he said he lost the Super Bowl ring and he said, hey, you know, Seahawks ownership group, can you get me a new one? I don't even think they would charge him. They'd be like, you're Russell Wilson. Of course, we'll get you a new Super Bowl ring. You're the reason why we have, well, you and obviously the rest of the team, but you were a big part of why we have it.
I mean, I know they could replace it, but it's not the one. You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Yeah, that's why it's pretty wild. But yeah, I mean, that's huge on her finger, but I'm glad someone's wearing it. You know, I mean, because we talked to Cliff Averill. He's like, yeah, I don't wear it as much as you would, Steve. You know, we had him on.
Oh, man, I'd be wearing that any chance. I'd be wearing it right now, and I would constantly be slamming the table. So you'd be like, what's that sound? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's my Super Bowl ring that I keep tapping the table with.
Well, I remember we had that. Of course, it wasn't as big as Super Bowl ring. I forget his name every time. But he listened to the show, and he came to one of our live events. He played for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah,
and he showed
us
his World Series ring.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and it's like that was a little easier ring to wear because it looked like a more of a normal ring size. But it was impressive because there's just dude hanging out doing his life. And there he is. Oh, by the way, yeah, I pitched for the Dodgers in the World Series. What? And there's a ring. I'm like, damn. Yeah. I was happy to see that he was wearing it all the time. At least to come see us.
I wonder who would show off their ring more, Steve with a Super Bowl ring or Sarah with her new engagement ring.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sarah's been showing that baby off a lot.
Yeah, someone texted in saying, hey, I just got back from vacation. Is it true that Sarah's engaged? Yes.
I don't know how you could miss it. Her ring is everywhere.
Did she go and get professional photos done? Or is it somebody with a good camera?
Well, I think it's somebody with a good camera. I think it was one of her friends that knows how to take nice pictures.
One of her friends was in town and trying to, you know, step up her photography game. She has a nice camera.
Oh, great timing.
Oh, yeah. And Sarah, of course, was like, well, guess what I have? A hand and a ring.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of nowhere, I just saw all these, like, professional-looking photos of her and, like, her nails were done. I'm like, wow, that happened quick.
I know.
George in a nice shirt.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, J-Ron, sorry.
Whoops.
Damn, I wish you guys could see his
face. Would be the worst friends of a superhero.
Yeah, we would. You're absolutely right.
We would always give away their alter ego.
We surely do.
Like, you know, our friend Clark Kent, he's Superman. You know, crap, you don't know he's Superman? Our bad.
And you're the one that ruined it for your own wife. I don't know if you or I, it was one of us ruined it first, but then we used to have a name for your wife, but then we forgot that and just kept calling her by her real name.
Well, it got to the point where it's like a name just at first, and then once I realized, like, all right, she's stuck with me. I just, like, you know, after a while, it just kind of gets silly to just come up with a nickname for someone when they're going to be with you for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Poor baby Tatum didn't even have a chance.
She's just Tater Tot.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, because we used to have names for the kids, too, with nicknames for the kids. But you know what? It's a different time. It's a different world. So Jay Rubs is going to have to deal with it.
Speaking of Russell Wilson, you see what Ian Rappaport said? If things don't go well this year, the Hawks could trade Russell. Where does he get all this info? Well, I mean, it's obvious. His wife is wearing a Super Bowl ring. He wants out. Isn't that how these rumors start?
And would trade him for what? I mean, it's just like, I mean, can you find me? I don't know.
They just constantly want to, like, I feel like sometimes the sports reporters and any reporters in general, they just throw stuff against the wall to see what will stick. And if it comes true, then they can say, I told you. And then if it doesn't, they're like, well, my sources were a little misled or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the problem, look, we see what he's capable of. I mean, the guy is an elite. In that last Sunday's game, they put his name up with so many other names. Like, here's something else that Russell's done that no one's done before except Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. You know, I mean, so the guy is a great quarterback. That's what every team wants. So why is he the one you're going to get rid of instead of maybe you got to get better personnel if things don't go well? And I think someone has to have a heart-to-heart talk with a Pete Carroll and go, look, Pete, I know you love defense, but if you're going to put all your money to quarterback, how about you make sure that quarterback is able to throw the ball and stop good defenses, and get an O-line that can do that? I mean, that would be where I would look and not get rid of Russell.
Silly. We're one game in and we're already having these stupid
rumors. And we won.
Things
going. And we won the game.
And they looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, they looked great. I mean, look, I know it's a long season, but come on.
Yeah, and to be honest, if Aaron Rodgers can't go to a new team after what's happened with that team, I think Russell Wilson's totally fine where he's at.
Aaron Rodgers looks very sad. He looks sad.
Do you think he's heard as much grief after their first loss as we've heard after our first win? Like, I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers, anyone's saying trade him, and that was a miserable game for the Packers.
I have no idea. I'm not in Green Bay. I have no idea.
You're not?
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, it's the talk of the town. I'm sure it is.
I still don't think they're saying get rid of him as much as we're saying get rid of Russ after he wins a game. I'd be very surprised because I think they love him out there, don't they? I haven't heard anybody say horrible, horrible stuff about Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, wasn't he the MVP last year?
He was.
I know. I mean, it's just like, you know, if he was in Seattle and he won the MVP, he'd still be like, we got to get rid of him. We just have to.
Well, his most valuable potential trade guy. That's what it stands for.
That's what it stands for.
All right. Someone has a more important question. It has nothing to do with football or the Seahawks. They want to know the cold weather is coming upon us.
Yes.
Settle the debate. What is the best fall drink? Hot chocolate or hot apple cider?
Ooh. See, I'm not a super apple cider guy, but when I'm going out to the corn mazes and stuff like that, I just feel like it's what you do. Now, a hard cider, that's a whole other story. You give me a little hot apple cider with a little something in there. Now, that changes that drink completely for me.
Out of context, that all sounded great.
Yeah. How come pumpkin's not in the mix? Danny would be pissed.
Pumpkin cider?
Well, it's just any kind of pumpkin drink is what I'm saying.
Oh. I'm a fan of that brand, Dixon. Their cider is the best.
Okay.
I don't know why it took me so long to catch up to that one, but I thought you were serious.
I wish, Steve, if this were 15 years ago, when I worked in Rochester, so this is actually a long, 20 some odd years ago, we did a bit. And it was that company making cider.
And it was, Steve it was, so happy. Anyway, I love that cider, man. It's delicious.
Cider, yeah. It's a great cider. Yeah. The bit we did had so many innuendo and everything. It's like it was just and
it
we
writes
actually
itself, BJ.
And we stole a bit from some other stations. As a matter of fact, and made it our own. So I mean, it was a classic piece.
Oh great. Yeah,
yeah.
But we can't ask Danny because he's not here. Someone was even wondering, where's Danny today?
Danny is me. I can't believe Danny's got one of my injuries.
I wonder, and maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, what do you,
Danny? So Danny rolled his ankle. And had to go to the ER. I don't think he is lying about that. I saw the pictures. It's gnarly, and I feel terrible for him. But here's my question. How did he roll his ankle?
Oh, he was drunk. He had to be.
Because if you remember yesterday, he said he was going to see Less Than Jake and Newfound Glory over at the Showbox Soto, I believe. And then we wake up to this story. I saw videos of him at the show, so he definitely made it to the show. The rolled ankle didn't happen before the show. I feel like he got into the pit. And rolled his ankle while he was drunk.
Oh, yeah. And
that's
my
guess.
He's not as young as he used to be. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, his
ankle looks gnarly.
Pretty. Yeah, it does.
Like, I get why he didn't come in. Like, he couldn't stand on it.
Wow, it looks bigger than his foot. I mean, I didn't roll my ankle as badly as he did.
But you weren't as drunk as he was, probably.
Yeah. And, oh, man, dude. Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I think you know what? The mosh pit all of a sudden is a young man's game. And Danny's, I think, he's got to realize, once you hit your 30s, you got to start wondering.
Dude, once you hit like your mid-20s, that's when I started feeling it in the mosh pit. I was like, I remember the last mosh pit that I really was in. I remember my buddy I used to work with, this guy Jameson. We went to the Phoenix. It was either the underground or the above ground. It was it's the same venue, but they have shows on the bottom floor and also on the top floor before it. I think the earthquake took it down. That's how long ago this was. But the band Biohazard and Sepultura were playing, and I'm a huge Biohazard fan to the point where I have the tattoo of their logo on my leg. So we went, and when Biohazard played, it triggered something in me. I'm like, gotta get back in the pit. Like, this is just what we do. So I went in there and just had a blast with everybody in the pit, and you're getting thrown around and having a good time. Finished the show. Sepultura is great. We're leaving, and we're on cloud nine. The next day, we both go to work, and I could not walk. I was like so sore. I hobbled over to his office. I go, "How are you doing?" He goes, "I haven't been able to stand for the last 4 hours." Like he's been sitting. It was just one of those kind of things where I'm like, "Yeah, I think my body just can't handle mosh pits anymore."
Yeah, and how old were you?
Probably in my late 20s.
Oh wow,
maybe 30.
Oh, Danny's trying to do this in his early to mid 30s. Oh, look at him. It's over.
Yeah, he might not ever walk again.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He might get his leg amputated for all we know.
Well, have you seen the size of that? That's definitely at least, to the calf.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna
Danny Pegleg. That's going to be his name now.
Arr, he can be a pirate.
He does love pirate culture.
He does. So, it's perfect. Danny Pegleg.
Hopefully it's not the one that he's been getting that sleeve done on, the leg sleeve.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, rolled ankles have been my life, so I can understand. And he thought he may have broken it, but it's actually the sprain is even worse.
It takes forever for a sprain. Oh. It's like groin pull and sprained ankle, both.
Oh.
At least because I only know based on hockey, because I always try and start playing again sooner than I should. So if I rolled I screwed up my ankle, or I have like a high ankle sprain, I still try and play. And it's like, if I would have just waited maybe like another week, and then another week becomes, it's like, it takes like months before you start feeling normal again.
You're right, dude. I'm in week 7 of this guy here, and it's still talking to me. And I'm just, those ankles suck, man. So, and Danny's is, he's going to be.
That's why they have to cut off his foot.
Yeah, they're going to have to cut it off. All right, we got a big question that needs to be answered, besides Danny's ankle, of course. What do Ryan Castle and Vicks VapoRub have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Vicks VapoRub have in common?
I mean, dude, it could be either of those things. It could be the vapor or the rubbing.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the rubbing, though.
I'll tell you right now, though, you know, you like a good vape. You know, being in your presence, it's like,
I was thinking I was more just vaporous.
Oh, well, there's that, yeah.
Well, the texter chiming in, and of course, yes, one has to say, Steve has been using both on his body, rubbing it on his body for years now.
It is true.
Both make little Steve burn with desire.
Wow.
And both give Steve a tingling sensation.
Yeah,
you know, you're supposed to put it on your chest, not on your face.
That's okay. What I learned. Is that where you put it?
Doesn't say it on the warning label.
No, it doesn't. I don't know if you guys seen this woman's tweet, but it's gone viral because she said that her son was sick, so her mother gave her a bottle of Vicks Vapor Rub, but it looked old. So she said, how old is this? And she checked the expiration date. It was back from January of 1987, 34 years ago.
How big is this jar?
Man. People started sharing their old bottles of Vicks Vapor Rub and their other vintage medications from their grandparents' cabinets. And, that thing is old. Vicky showed me a picture. That's way old.
My wife's one of those people. She'll pull out some Neosporin that we have expired in, like, 2001. Like, why do we still have this?
It's not like you have to eat it, though.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's only going to just go on your body. What could go wrong?
Vicks is like a lot. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, Vicks is like a lot could go wrong. Don't use our old stuff. Speaking of old stuff, you know what? He's old stuff, but he's got a 12-pack that's brand new for you. That's coming up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Hey, we got a new poll. Found out that it takes an average of 2 years of dating before you know you want to be with someone long-term, as we have a new fiancé in this room.
I was about to say, Sarah, when did you know you wanted to go long-term?
Oh, 6 months.
After 6 months?
6 months. And it happened at a strip club, which...
which is where it always happens.
So classy, I know.
They usually have it on the marquee. Come in here and solidify your relationship.
Yeah, I don't know why some beautiful hot girl dancing in front of us sparked the conversation. Yeah.
Did you start the conversation? Because he was so happy you weren't mad at him, or
I think so, actually.
Like, you're amazing. I want to be with you forever if I can keep coming here.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.